Time to check in with Mary Kramer, Crane's Detroit Business, Detroit Cleveland Group publisher, and brought to you by Varnum Law, business law experts that are in your corner. Visit varnumlaw.com. That's V-A-R-N-U-M, varnumlaw.com. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Paul W. That's the question, eh? Have you had a chance to take a ride on it yet?
No, I have not. All of the press rides happened while I was on location duty out on the Michigan, pure Michigan tour, yes.
Well, I took one with a group of area government officials through SEMCOG. So there were city council members and mayors of suburban communities, and it was really interesting because a lot of those folks had not seen what's been going on along Woodward. So I think part of the appeal of this, when they open it on Friday and they're going to be giving free rides, is if people haven't had a chance to really take a look because they're too busy driving, if they are on the corridor, the Woodward corridor at all, they're going to be kind of astonished, I think, at the investment that they're seeing all up and down Woodward Avenue. And so that was one big aha that I had last week when I was on this ride. But you're right. I mean, the next question is, will Detroit be like cities like Denver that did a demonstration project? People went crazy over the transit in downtown Denver and then started voting for millages and tax increases to support a truly integrated and expanded transit system in the entire region.
Just as a note, Friday morning we'll be broadcasting there at the Hard Rock Cafe and celebrating National Tourism Week, but also celebrating the start of the Q Line Friday morning.
Well, I think that's good with the tourism tie-in, too, because you think about the downtown hotels, which are more full now than they used to be, and a lot of new conventions and business meetings coming to downtown Detroit. How much easier it's going to be for people to be able to hop on the Q Line, go to the Detroit Institute of Arts, try restaurants in Midtown, just get around a little bit easier. And I think it's going to we'll see how the attendance goes, but I think Detroit may have a home run.
Also on the front page of the current hot-off-the-presses issue of Crane's Detroit Business, state targets L.A. insurance for deceptive business practices.
Well, this is that seven-day insurance company that we talked about a few weeks ago. It's interesting. A lot of people drive around in Detroit uninsured most of the year, but just to get their license plates, they'll take out a seven-day insurance policy, have that proof of insurance to get their plate, and then the insurance lapses after 7 days. This story is about how the state regulators are cracking down or trying to crack down on this company, LA Insurance. They're saying that they're using fraudulent and deceptive practices. They're calling customers who have purchased insurance through the company to let them know they may have been overcharged because the company has a policy that they include a towing fee and some mandatory services over and above the seven-day policy. And so it's just, this is a regulatory issue, but the company says they're being unfairly targeted, and customers who are being called by the state and finding out that they may not have had to pay an extra $150 or more, they're kind of upset and asking for refunds.
God bless Tony Suave, hometown kid, Suave Enterprises, one of the largest developers in the country, has set his attention on an area that people said would be dead, Corktown, after Tiger Stadium closed. Well, not so fast, and he proves it today, doesn't he?
Well, he's breaking ground. They're starting construction on Eaton Park, which is on Trumbull. But the interesting part of the story, not only are they adding the master plan is 420 apartments and a lot of retail over 4.5 acres, but he started buying the land. He's got 18 parcels on Trumbull and on side streets in that area, 2002, 2003, 2004. So he was ahead of the curve, and now this new development, I think, is going to be a big boon for Corktown.
A man of vision, that's for sure. And today they've got a groundbreaking there in Corktown. 3 o'clock this afternoon, Tony Suave will be there. David Lochner from Huntington Bank, a whole bunch of good people are going to be there, including, I believe, the mayor.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because everybody likes to be at a ribbon cutting.
You're absolutely right. And a shoveling.
Shovel, yeah.
A groundbreaking.
When the first shovel goes in. They haven't cut the ribbon yet. But
they don't want to be around when the bill comes, but for groundbreaking, I'm all in. All right, Mary, thanks so very much. Always nice to have you on.
Thank you, Paul W.
Mary Kramer, Crane's Detroit Business, Detroit Cleveland Group Publisher, brought to you by Varnum Law, business law experts that are in your corner. Visit varnumlaw.com.